Have any girls sent us naked pictures yet or no?
And the only one that's... Counselor to be Bart always sends us some great naked pictures. Other than that, nothing. And they're not of him, fortunately.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He finds them.
Jimmy Doan Show.
Action Queen 2, man.
Smithers had the Rolling Stones killed.
Excellent. All right. All right, we want to wrap up a little on the bailout thing, okay. And then we want to...
Yeah, Jimmy, I got one more thing to say, if you want to hear it.
I do.
If you want to hear it. Well, my thought is this. I mean, here we are. In my opinion, this was caused by government interference, not freedom. They need to institute a lot more freedom to get us out of this stuff, but instead, they're going in the opposite direction. They want to do FDIC insurance up to $250,000, or I even heard unlimited deposit insurance.
Unlimited.
I mean that's wealth insurance, like I was saying. And if, in my opinion, what they need to do, if they want to fix this at all from here, what they should do is they should just declare that it worked. They should just say, you know what? The bailout worked.
Everything's fine.
We fixed it.
Go back to life as normal.
Go back to life as normal. They're buying confidence, I mean, with this bailout thing. You know, and they should say, that's it, though. No more. You cut off and don't
Everything's
come.
Fine.
Everybody.
There's only one problem.
What's that?
Wall Street.
Wall Street. Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's there.
Fine.
Well,
it's
you
fine.
Know, they should announce, oh, there's going to be some ups and downs, some tumultuousness, but.
Right. There has been.
With $1 trillion injected into the market, you got to figure. Yeah. Stability is on the way.
Right. Injected right up the poop hole.
Right.
That's right. Ooh.
All right, well, so the bailout, it's a roaring success.
Well, that's of course, we've always talked
huge
about that
success.
Before. Anytime you have a war, of course, this is a war on us. Anytime you have a war, you just declare a victory and walk away.
That's it.
That's it.
We won.
We did
Ta-da.
It. Everybody's out. Everybody's bailout. We're in good shape.
Okay. Yay! All right.
Thank goodness the bailout's over. But where's my check?
It's in the mail. It's in the mail.
Well, they want to.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, so now we get. Can we get into the
election?
Okay. Look, the guy goes, but you're Blick.
He's Blick.
He's Blick.
So the Blick man's going to win today or Tuesday.
Well, not according to you.
That's what America says.
Well, I saw the latest thing.
Are you relinquishing your command?
No. Hillary's still in the run.
Hillary's going to win.
Hillary's still in the running. It ain't over till it's over. You know, I'm one of those.
I agree. There's
the latest poll I saw. It takes 272, I think, or 271, 272 electoral votes to win the presidency. And the last poll I saw. Was Obama getting 355 and whatever do the subtraction.
The old white guy gets the rest?
Right. Which means practically almost a landslide for Obama.
Wow, you heard it here first.
That's right. Obummer.
That's an EJ special. I gotta give
it. Is it really? Gotta credit that EJ.
That's right.
Obummer.
Which reminds me, by the way, Tommy wrote in. He's sent
our Miami correspondent.
Actually, we had a couple people write in. So what did Tommy say?
Well, Tommy just said, he sent us some kind of thing, how accurate all this thesis information, but apparently they've done a lot of arguments. Somebody did some studies on what Obama's proposing, and came up with the idea that it might not work.
No.
Yeah, hard to believe.
No, he
then
said
the other one
we got,
Frank, whose last name I'll never get a chance to pronounce, wrote in and sent us the video from Penn and Teller, which is the word bullshit is just used all the time. And what happens is they show Obama making these particular statements, and then Penn and Teller run in there and say, bullshit. Right. And then 20 of them. And Penn and Teller, of course, I think they're on iTunes, and it's like free. You can download their...
Yeah, I believe, actually,
their little shows.
It is. And they are actually hysterical, and they are also
libertarians.
Sort of libertarians.
They're totally libertarians. And then we got one from Harry, and Harry just wrote in, and God love you, and he says, you rock, guys. Go, so thanks, Harry.
Man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's it. So we do get an occasional, you know, an occasional. I thought we only had one listener, but apparently we had more than one listener.
Well, but again, this is fan mail. I mean, this is different than the regular mail.
Right. No, we don't even the regular mail. You mean the regular mail that says you suck?
Well, yeah. If it's got more than 10, you know, four letter words in it,
it goes automatically into the spam box.
Well, no, we look at it, but it's like, you know, we don't say hi to those people.
Ah, okay. Well, then, yeah.
So yeah, all you.
Okay. Now we just went into X. I hope we're gonna bleep that. Put a link to that. Okay. Hey, what happened? Yeah, Jack, you.
I know.
You,
hey,
what
I,
have
you
been
haven't
a little
had
short?
A link yet.
No links.
No.
Okay.
Oh, not yet.
God.
Not yet.
It's a record. It's a show record.
It is a show record. I made it through the whole first half.
One of the best articles I saw recently was by John Stossel, whom it was surprising. I don't know why, but he's still on ABC, on major network, and he's pretty much of a libertarian guy. And he exposed
all Barack Channel.
Yeah, well, I mean, all of them are just about, except for Fox, about. But it's
ABC is, you know.
But yeah, but anyway, he has an article, and he talked about this on his 2020 show. It's called A Duty Not to Vote. And, of course, this is sacrilege. I keep hearing how important it is for everyone to vote.
That is total sacrilege.
Let me be politically incorrect and say that maybe some people shouldn't vote. And he says, I know I'm swimming against the tide. Get out the vote groups now. Register young people at rock concerts. Headcount co-founder or somebody, we registered over 100,000 people. It is so imperative that this generation's voice be heard. And then John goes on to say, but wait, is this really a good idea? But a lot of kids don't know this stuff. 2020 asked some future voters, how many senators are there? One said 12, another said 16, another said 64, and one girl guessed 50 per state. Which, you know, I don't know about. Most kids don't know what Roe v. Wade is about. Roe v. Wayne? Yeah, is that like Wayne's World? I don't know. Segregation? I don't know.
Party on.
Where we declared bankruptcy? I don't know.
Excellent.
But the point is
excellent. Party on.
That's right. But so what he goes on to say here is basically, I suggest that when people don't know anything, maybe it's their civic duty not to vote. And
what are you talking about?
Vote for Bob Barr.
I got vote for Obama. Well, that's Bob.
Well, of course, you know the other. I didn't realize this, but Ralph Nader, of course, is on our ballot this year.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
And I actually heard
independent. He's the independent.
I heard an ad for him today on the radio. So he's
okay. If you don't know who to vote for Bob Barr.
Well, no, Bob Barr also, if nothing else,
don't vote at all.
Well, no, I think you should vote for none of the above, and at least whether Ralph Nader or Bob Barr or none of the above. Now, nope. Pox on all their houses, as far as I'm concerned. Bob, let me tell you, Bob is a statist also. Believe it or not, he may call himself a libertarian, but he believes that government should do a lot of things.
Well, what about Ron Paul?
Ron Paul
Republican
is,
Ron Paul.
Yeah, he would probably, I don't know, I have a little problem because of his religious outlook, but I mean, that's fine. Look, none of them are any good. Screw them all. You know, the fact is that the government is way too big. It doesn't matter. You're talking about $3 trillion, and the only way you're ever going to do anything would be to cut it down to $1 trillion to start off with.
Writing of Jimmy Doan, is that it?
Actually, it turns out that there is a write-in for Councilor Curtis already.
Yeah, right.
No, true. It's true.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. It turns out.
The hanging dogs, did you guys do that?
No, no, no. It turns out that Mrs. Jimmy's mom wrote you in.
Really? No,
yeah. Really.
Yep. Wrote Councilor.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I am not kidding.
I love it.
Councilor Curtis.
I get a vote. Woo-hoo!
You're gonna get a vote. It'll be interesting to see if they report it.
Yeah, right. Well, now I may have to vote for myself. No.
But I love it. I love it.
Let me finish. For you, dude.
Can I finish?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. He scoffs at the idea that it's everyone's civic duty to vote. And of course, that's the big mantra, is it's everyone's civic duty to vote. This is very much like saying it's our civic duty to give surgery advice. We like to think that political issues are much less complicated than brain surgery, but many of them are pretty hard. If someone doesn't know what he's talking about, really, I mean, I'm going to leave this in wiser hands. Isn't it elitist to say that only some people should vote? Well, no. Is it elitist to say that only some people should do brain surgery? If you don't know what you're doing, you're not doing anybody a country a favor by voting. So anyway, it turns out that his 2020 segment, when he did this, some viewers wrote in, needless to say, all hot and bothered. And they, it was a shameful piece you put together about youth voting. I wonder if the quality of the information in our society has anything to do with the hackery like yours, infesting the airways and drowning out reasonable discussion. And it goes on. So a lot of people didn't like him.
I like John Stossel.
Oh, he's great.
He's just awesome.
And he says, I hope that informed young people vote. I just don't think it's so wonderful when famous people drag uninformed and uninterested people to the polls. And that's what we see a lot of is people that have no clue. And you know, Jay Leno, when he does the jaywalking.
And again, the other radio show that was circulating around the internet, where they actually, they went out and they said, who are you voting for? And they said, Obama. And then, they said, okay, well, do you like the fact that he's all for
strengthening the war in Iraq,
right?
Or do you like the fact that he really is pro life? And they said, oh, I really like his pro life stance.
Yeah, well, I also like when they went down in Harlem and asked everybody what they thought about Obama's new running mate, Sarah Palin.
Right, and they loved it. That was great. You don't mind Obama having a woman on as a vice president? No, she's great.
Fabulous. Great job.
She'd do all the cooking and cleaning.
That's right.
Obama's just making a mess.
X-rated show right there.
Well, I think that the differences between brain surgeon and voting is that there are all sorts of things that go into the political decisions, which the brain surgeon thing has to be very specific knowledge. And political decisions can be based on any.
And a lot of people are single issue voters.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, you know, it doesn't matter what you say on 99 of what things, but if you're either pro-life against, you know, whatever.
Some things
pro-life
are that important.
But they don't even know what the issues are per candidate.
And the reality of it is, if you get down to the nitty gritty, a lot of the young voters are those single issue voters. They're voting thinking that McCain is going to, you know, overturn Roe v. Wade, which they don't even know what Roe v. Wade is.
Right.
But they think all of a sudden abortions are going to become illegal.
I think all those mistaken people balance each other out, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they've always said, if you're 20 years old and not a Democrat, you have no heart, right? If you're 40 years old and not a Republican, you have no brains.
Yeah. Well, so. Okay. That's Churchill or somebody said that stuff a long time. No, but the point is, you say it balances out, but you only have to look at the last 30, 40 years of voting to see what's happened to this country to realize it's going down the toilet. I mean, we're talking about socialism. We're creeping socialism, which is now becoming an avalanche. And anybody with any brains at all realizes it's never going to work. It can't work.
Well,
socialism will kill this country. What's balancing out here?
We're like Diet France. You know, France Light is what we're going to be. And we were talking about this beforehand. That it's not only
I like French food.
Right. Well, we're Diet France now. So,
so what's left? Yeah. Okay.
Well, we were talking about this before. It's not only that the young people are voting and, you know, for the first time, but it's also what Obama has done, in my opinion, in Jack's opinion, is he's brought out all the uneducated voters, the people that have never voted before, quite frankly, because they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. But because there's a black guy running, well, I'm going to go vote for the black guy.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and it is interesting.
Exactly
they have,
what
they
I
have,
see.
The race card has been played in spades. In spades.
Yeah, it's only been played by Obama. I have not heard a Republican, a Libertarian, an Independent, nothing say anything about the race card, but I sure have heard Obama bring it out several times.
No, it is. It is amazing because anytime you say it's, of course, it's gotten to be kind of a joke now. When, you know, no matter what you say against Obama, it's a race thing.
And I'm telling you, there's going to be.
Thanks a lot. Ouch.
The rose garden ain't going to be growing just roses anymore.
Nah, it's going to be growing.
You
know, I think.
Wait.
I'm gonna diverge.
My headphones went way up.
Diverge?
From everybody here.
What do you mean? From everybody you're saying? You're disagreeing?
Yeah, my thought is, look, if it were up to me, I would say you lower the voting age to zero and you let 5-year-olds and everything vote, and I think it would all balance out. I mean, you know, yeah, you'd say, oh, well, some people are going to bring their kids down there and they're going to make them vote
well,
this
it's
way.
Well, it's the same as them bringing a mentally
totally
handicapped or it's the same thing as bringing, you know, handicapped people in or mentally challenged people in. They don't know what they're doing.
Okay,
but someone
good.
Else can get them to vote.
Yeah. But I mean, but my thought is that those people are going to balance each other out in terms of Democrats versus Republicans.
Well, yeah, you hope, but you know.
No.
I don't know. You know.
No, let me tell you, there's too many people that don't have any skin in the game that are voting. That's what it boils down to. There's too many people
that are
not paying taxes. That actually don't have a stake in the country that are voting. It used to be only property owners, for instance, in local elections. It used to be only property owners could vote for property taxes. Now, anybody, and you know, you're getting hosed. There's a bunch of people who don't have a stake who are voting to get money from me and you and other people that have got money. And that's what Obama is pandering to. Spread the wealth. That's exactly what he's talking about. Now, anybody who doesn't consider themselves rich is going to vote for spreading the wealth because they think they're going to get some. Now, it's a fool's errand. There's no way it's going to happen. But my point is, there are way too many people. Somebody said, like, the bottom 40% of wage earners literally don't pay a tax.
You know, Obama should have spread the wealth. He should have given John McCain some of that $350 million.
Well, the other thing is, you know, there was a big thing. Rush was
that
talking about this
fair,
today.
So
it was
a
big
a
deal
TV
about...
too.
There was a big deal about his aunt and his uncle and his father and his brother and all the other people are like living in dirt hovels. I think his aunt lives in some poverty stricken place in Boston, and he won't help person.
Well, she's not. Piss on her. She's not voting for him. So.
Well, yeah.
Piss on her.
Well, I mean, look, you got to be real careful
there
when you talk about
Jack. Piss
you gotta,
on her. Okay.
You got to be real
she's
careful,
not
when you, Jimmy, when you're talking about restricting the voting rolls. But I mean, we can get into that.
I agree. You do have to be pretty careful. But again, I feel that somebody that doesn't have a stake in a lot of this stuff should be,
I'm not allowed to vote.
Maybe get a half a vote.
Just go back.
Third of a vote.
Go back to sleep on the park bench, and we'll wake you up in 12 or 15 hours.
How about two-fifths?
Two-fifths. There you go.
You guys.
No, three-fifths. No, two-fifths.
Three-fifths? Two-fifths?
It was three-fifths in the old days.
Oh, God. Dude,
if you don't know who's, if you don't know who's running?
That's it. You get three-fifths of a vote if you don't have a stake in this country. Yeah. If you're not paying taxes, you get three-fifths of a vote.
Of course I'm admitting this. You know, but the fact of the matter is that you're exactly right. Originally, the founding fathers put this thing in here because if you had a stake in the country, you got a right to vote. And then again, that has now... expanded to the point where you don't have to have that. And but again,
you
did bring up one point, Jimmy, before, and I remember, if you're renting, you know, from somebody, okay,
right.
Well, you know, you don't actually own the land, but hey, I'm still paying taxes. I'm still a member of the society. I should be able to like vote.
Okay, well, yeah.
There's another one.
Okay, and this is where Councilor Curtis is right. This is correct. And, of course, everybody has a home, except for the homeless. But, I mean, even they have...
I got to do my light note on this.
Okay.
Jimmy, they just passed a measure, or a judge just ruled that now homeless people can use park benches as their address on their voter IDs in Ohio.
That is
really?
True. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, let me get this straight.
What's the judge's name?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, what's the judge's name? Because we're going to put a link to his personal website.
At first, you think it's ridiculous because you're like, you know, how can they do that? But what they're trying to do is they're just trying to be as expansive as possible in the voting rolls. They're trying to say that, look, if you're a breathing person, if you
have a pulse,
right, if you can drag your finger down there to the voting booth,
if the steam forms on the mirror,
right,
you can vote.
Yeah, well, you know, if the steam forms on the mirror, then you can pay some taxes.
Well, as I say, I really, and of course, a lot of people, even these people, they do pay sales taxes, of course, every time they buy anything. So then there's
so
always
flat
that.
Flat tax would pretty much solve everything.
Yeah, yeah, the flat tax
fair
would.
Tax?
I mean, or the fair tax would pretty
org.
Much. But even the fair tax, you know, exempts people under $35,000 as a sop to the poor people, which I don't think it should.
How is that? I didn't hear about that.
Fair Neil Bortz's fair tax, that whole thing, it exempts the first $35,000.
Yeah, and
what do you mean exempts the first? I mean,
you can earn $35,000, you don't pay the fair tax. You get a rebate. I know it's a sales tax. What you do is you get it all back. You get a
the
rebate.
Government pays you.
You get a check.
How do you actually account for that? In other words, like you're running around, you make less than $35,000, you buy a bunch of stuff, you buy whatever, you know, a bunch of tampons and whatever else, and all of a sudden you come back at the end.
And the government writes you a check.
He writes you a check
for all that. Yeah,
on other people's dimes, of course. But it's right. Like,
well, yeah. But I mean, the point is that the idea is that if you make, it might even be a family of four, I don't know. But the point is that $35,000 was the quote magic cutoff. And if you are surviving on under $35,000, you still don't, essentially, for all intents and purposes, you don't have to pay taxes.
But you still go to the store and you still buy the stuff. And
right.
You still
but
pay.
I think you get a prebate. You get there's this thing called a prebate.
Right.
You get money. You get a check every month from the government.
They figure out
and
how much
fact,
money.
Everybody gets the check. But some people.
They figure out if you spend $35,000, how much of that would have gone to taxes. And
right.
They give you that.
That's right.
Every
that's
year.
That's exactly right. And that's, and it comes out, it works out that you end up
so
paying.
But what if you don't do your, I thought the whole point of doing it was to not do any taxes anymore.
Right. Well, that is one of the big problems.
No, it is. But the point is you still get here's the deal. Everybody gets the check. But it turns out that if you're making more than $35,000, your check doesn't cover all the taxes the sales taxes that you would pay.
Right.
If you make less than $35,000, it turns out that check equivalences to the taxes that you would be, the sales tax that you would be paying on the goods that you're buying. You're going to spend, at $35,000, you're going to spend it all on stuff.
Of course.
Part of that is taxes, sales tax, and you get that money back. Now, if you're $100,000 and you spend it on stuff, you only get back the sales tax on $35,000 of it. The rest of it, it goes into the tip.
So that's, again, that's different than a flat tax to where, like, you know.
A flat tax, it's real close to a flat tax. It's real close.
But if I go to the store and I buy a Mercedes and I'm paying, you know, 25% more or whatever for the flat tax and I'm.
Well, no, actually you wouldn't, because remember now, the deal is that there's already embedded taxes in everything that you buy anyway.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm saying all compensated. In other words, like, but when I go and I give the money to somebody, that's my taxes are already being paid.
I
shouldn't be getting a rebate.
No, but you do.
Yeah, but I shouldn't.
You have to read the whole thing. It's a book. It's a whole thing.
If I buy a Hershey bar or I buy a Beamer, in other words, I'm paying my tax at that rate.
Right.
Whatever it was, 27% or whatever you wanted to raise it up.
Right.
Right, okay? So how am I getting any money back if I buy 20 Hershey bars or 50 Mercedes? How am I getting,
you get money back. They're just going to write you a check for $358 a month, no matter what.
Every person in the United States.
No matter what. Every person in the United States. It doesn't matter who you are.
Get a check from the government.
You get a check. The reason is you'll never get anything like this passed because there's so many people that say, what about the poor person?
Right.
Now, it turns out that the tax rate could actually be dramatically lower if they taxed everybody. If it was a flat tax. In other words, if you made $10, you pay a dollar. End of story.
Right.
You pay. And as I've always said, God only asks for 10%, and he does a hell of a lot better job than the government. I mean, the government really hurts you. At least God is, like, not there most of the time, ever.
Ever.
So I get more from Santa Claus than I get from anybody else, you know.
Santa Claus is pretty good sometimes.
Well, Jimmy, on this voting issue, I do want to put my 2 cents in as to why you should vote for somebody like Barr over somebody like Paul or none of the above or even me. I agree, not vote for the people who are in the status quo. That
statists.
Right.
I call them statists, collectivists. These are people that love government and think the government can fix everything one way or the other, or are not going to shrink the size of government at all, no matter what they say.
Right. Now,
okay.
Look, at
so
this
Bob
point,
Barr would.
At this point, nobody is going to beat either of those two candidates. No third-party candidate has a chance.
Okay.
But what we have to do, if we ever want to have a third party grow to the size of where it can challenge the major party, we're going to have a collectivism, a shift into a third party that a lot of people can agree on. And the Libertarian Party is by far the biggest third party. And so my point is that you should vote for Mr. Barr because he's associated with the Libertarian Party, not necessarily because of his views. I think his views are much closer to my views than the major candidates. And I think if you look closely, you know, other people might find the same. But my point is that it's better to vote for somebody who's institutionalized because the momentum carries over.
Institutionalized, ooh.
Because the momentum carries over to the next election.
Right.
And, you know, you could vote for Paul, who, in my opinion, is a much better libertarian.
Well, he's not running.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying you could write it in or whatever. You know, to me, he's a much better person and libertarian for the job than Bob Barr is. But he's not associated with any party. So if he doesn't win himself, all the momentum dissipates in the next election.
Yeah, dilutes. It dilutes everything.
Right.
No, and let me tell you something else that one of the things that does happen, and I've talked about this before. Let me tell you, if the Libertarians were to get, let's say, 10% of the vote, and you only need about 5 or 6 or 7 in order to qualify for federal matching funds, but let's assume for the moment that they got 10% of the vote, you can bet that the other parties would start to absorb those views.
They'd have no choice.
They would have no choice. And that's what's happened in the past. That is exactly what's happened across the board when you look even from Teddy Roosevelt, you know, when he ran the Bull Moose Party,
and
then there was the States' Rights Party and there's all the other things.
Your party.
Those views have been, even going back to the 19th century, a lot of those progressive, a lot of the progressive, you know, the commies and everybody, all that stuff's been incorporated in the parties up to now. I mean, they have absorbed it as the electorate shifts their views. The problem, of course, as I see it, is that the luxuries of one generation become the necessities of the next, and the richness of this country has dumbed down or gotten people used to it. You don't understand. I was reading something the other day about, almost not in my generation exactly, but they were talking about early part of the last century, you know, the 1900s or something, when some of these people first came. I forget exactly who it was, but they, I mean, these guys are working 8, 10, 12, 14 hours a day, mom and dad and everybody else, and, you know, no education, no nothing, and yet their kids all went to college and everything else. I mean, it's very quickly you get to the point where you forget what it was that got us here, and it's easy to do because we've had a pretty easy life. So,
Democrats piss me off.
Yeah, South Park. Oh, I was when I was. Well,
hey, there's a new poll here that's saying McCain and Obama are only 3 points apart right now.
See, all the next party, the third party, only has to have as big a percentage as the swing between the two major parties.
Didn't Perot get 20%?
Yeah, Perot got 20% or something, right. Yeah, and that was, and of course, that's the reason that, Clinton got elected?
But see, Perot was not associated with any party, so
well,
his
he was, too. It was the independent party. Well, no, what was it called? He was the party that started that Jesse Ventura was with, or whatever. What was
I
that
think
party?
They're just independents. I don't think they are.
No, it was a party. It was an actual party.
It's a party, man.
It was the independent party.
Yeah, I think it was called the independent party. Right. Whatever. Anyway, the point is, like you say, he spent a whole ton of money and got 20% of the vote, which I think swung it over. I think that was the one that allowed Bill Clinton to win.
Right.
You know, they said he took the votes away from whoever ran against.
20% is a lot.
It was a ton. And I mean, really, that was unbelievable. I mean, considering the amount of money he spent and everything, it was surprising he didn't get it all. And actually, he made a lot of sense, except it was funny. It was interesting. Just, it's interesting to watch the body politic. That's all.
Well, right.
Well, Jimmy, on this election thing, you know, you talk about who to choose here. And I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll go to this great voter site. In fact, I found a really great voter site on the Orlando Sentinel. We'll put a link to that.
I was just going to ask Jack.
That's right.
And if you put in your address, it tells you the candidates you can potentially choose for. And
no, it actually puts up your ballot, doesn't it? For your zip code or something?
No, it does better than that. It gives you a biography of the candidates and little descriptions about who they are and what they say and that kind of stuff. Jimmy, it's depressing.
Yeah, well, no, not only that, let me tell you, for what it's worth, of course, we've got like 8 amendments to our Constitution we have to vote for.
Right, that's true, too.
So it's vote yes on one and no on everything else in case anybody's interested.
Let me just tell you, I read some of these statements. I'm looking for who to choose here, and there's just no good choice. I mean, there are races between people out there that you just, it's just not going to make any difference. I mean, here's two people running for school board, okay? I want you to listen, just listen to what they say here. I'm going to read you a quote from each one of them and tell me if there's any substance in here at all, okay? Here's the question. If you are elected, what single thing would you aim to accomplish within your first 6 months in office that would improve education in Lake County? Okay, the first...
Yeah! A little Columbine.
The first person says, I would immediately set out to get to know the personnel and parents at the schools in my district. I believe it is extremely important to improve communications between schools, their stakeholders, and at the school board. I want to know what they are thinking and what their needs are, and I want them to know the school board and the superintendent want to work with them to develop a school system for which everyone can be proud.
Huh?
Yeah, that's it. Like,
that's not, didn't sound nothing she's gonna do. Not gonna improve education.
I mean, are there any like strategies in there?
No, she's gonna go meet people and talk.
Here's another one. The public opinion of our school system. The second one just starts off with a sentence fragment. Public opinion of our school system. End fragment. I would work with the other school board members and the newly appointed superintendent to bring respect and confidence back to our great school system. In order to accomplish this task, we will need to work with all the employees within the system, the parents of our students, and the public to show them how we can all play in the sandbox for the betterment of the students in Lake County. I feel confident that over the next 4 years, not only will the education standards continue to improve, but we will become one of the best systems in the state. Another area will be fiscal responsibility in all areas of the school system.
Oh, by the way.
What I like about it is she starts off and says, our great school system, and then proceeds to tell how it sucks.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was badges.
Soundbite?
Badges?
That was the...
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
She's going to make it all right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, that's, you know, and I saw one of the school board, of course, our school board elections are held not at the same time as the others so that nobody gets to vote, of course. But they had, one of the signs said, for the children.
I'm thinking,
there's a good one. I'm voting for you, lady.
Jimmy, I'm making a Jimmy Doan t-shirt that has that sign on there.
It's all for the children.
It says, vote
baby.
Jimmy Doan for the children.
For the children.
That's right.
I'm
telling you, man.
Hallelujah.
What's amazing to me is,
yes, for children.
These are the people who are running to lead our schools.
Yeah. Okay? No, I mean, no, it's stunning. I mean, and of course, we had the same thing locally here. The school board has done the same thing. They're all panicky. It's funny how they can't seem to do mathematics. Locally, they reluctantly had to allow a charter school here recently. Florida is one of the places where charter schools have kind of gotten a foothold. Charter school is where you take public money, quote unquote, government money per student, and you can set up a school, and you're freed from the unions and some of the restrictions that and paperwork that apply to the regular big behemoth dinosaur type school system. So you can set up a particular school, and they wanted to set up one out here, actually in a high income area, and it's this nationwide actually charter school organization. They've got like 20 or 30 charter schools around the country, and apparently the way the Florida legislature has said things is, you know, when a person comes in here as semi-responsible, you can't really turn them down. So they reluctantly, they said, they granted the charter school the ability to go ahead and set up its school here. The statement, of course, from the superintendent was, this just takes money from the public school system. And of course, you're not doing the math. The reason is, by their own admission, and this is actually a low number, $8,000 per student is what is spent here locally in Alachua County. $8,000 is actually spent in the classroom. The voucher system only gives $5,000 per student. Now, by my mathematics, there's $3,000 left over that they have got no claim on, that's found money, and they don't have to take care of the student. Well, by that logic, I mean, by that, they should desperately hope that the entire county would go to charter schools at $5,000 per student. Then the school board would have no students and $3,000 per student left over to, I mean, vacation on or do something. Or, I mean, you could really get, amazing. I mean, they haven't done the math. And when I pointed it out to them one time, they said, well, you don't understand.
Well,
I'm thinking, it's like addition and subtract. I'm not even getting to multiplication here, for God's sake.
Hey, did you see that? I know I'm digressing, totally changing the subject. Did you see Joe Biden win that reporter from Orlando started asking him if he thought Obama was a Marxist.
No, yeah. I heard she's on some kind of poop list now.
Oh, she, well, yeah. Is she still alive?
No.
I mean, seriously, they came after her. She doesn't have a job anymore. But
yeah, no, they...
We got to put a link to that. Because the clip of Biden was just hilarious. What? Wait a minute now. What? He was dumbfounded. Deer in the head.
What's funny is one of the cartoons I saw. Maybe I'll have to see. One of the great cartoons I saw. It shows Joe Biden sitting on stage, and it says, "I will now depart from my prepared speech." And right away, you see the hooks come out. they're sawing a hole underneath him to get him out of the. You know, they're throwing a bag over his head.
Hole.
As soon as he departs from prepared remarks, they get him out of here. He's going to say something stupid. Yeah. Oh my God, it's great. I love
another.
It.
Did you see? I saw where he gave a speech at a high school auditorium for six or seven hundred kids the other day. Had a teleprompter. They're not letting him talk without a teleprompter now.
No.
Mark my words.
I got the whole saw.
Mark my words. They're not going to let him talk with a teleprompter.
That's it.
Mark my words. They're coming after us in 6 months.
Well, I think what's going to be funny is to watch the buyer's remorse here in a couple of months when
remorse.
No, the voter's remorse. Boy, when they find out what they've got, you know,
it's going to take years.
I'll bet you
it'll happen a little faster.
Has Jostradamus caught on yet or no? People haven't heard that one yet? No Jostradamus.
We haven't had any big emails.
No, we haven't any. Okay, well,
but if we do have at least three or four emails, I'll post a picture of Lisa on our website.
There we go.
Poltergeist
Lisa.
All right.
Jimmy, have you heard of the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative?
No.
This is going to produce new ID cards, and it's going to help you get. It's going to help it make more efficient, make travel more efficient.
Papers.
They're going to erect some barriers to make travel more efficient. Some efficiency barriers. They're like Bob's barricades, and they're used just as liberally too.
But they're efficiency barricades.
That's right.
It barricades you from being inefficient.
The website is getyourasshome.gov. No, getyouhome.gov.
Wow.
I got another light note here, Jimmy.
Okay.
It turns out, you may not know this, Jimmy, but it turns out that daylight saving times, which is coming up here like in a few days,
mm-hmm.
saves lives.
Oh, chill.
As it turns out, fewer people have heart attacks the week after daylight savings falls back. Yeah. So it actually saves lives.
You know, we're talking about this before, of course. I never have understood why we don't stay on the same time all the time. What is this?
Wait, I just told you, Jimmy, it saves lives.
I know, but why don't we just stay on it all the time then? If it saves lives, why not? I mean, what is this killing field that we set up by changing the clock?
You have to have the fall back. You have to have the fall back.
You have to fall back so you swing ahead.
We're going on with daylight savings time right now.
But I mean, you're assigning for 6 months or 5 months or whatever. You're assigning people the death knell. Because you're changing the eye, and it seems to me
a lawsuit waiting to happen.
It does. Look, the heart attacks don't increase until you spring forward.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you do that?
Look, Jimmy, this is Keynesian economics here. Okay.
It sounds like the health plan.
I know, right. Jimmy, look, you're worried
Obama's
about
Obama's health plan.
You're worried about something hitting you in the head when all you've done so far is throw it up in the air. Okay. That's a different part of the cycle. That's way down the road.
You know what they say in airplanes? Altitude is your friend.
as long as
you stay up in the air, you're okay.
Right. There's nothing more fun than an intermittent sound in your airplane.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, had that before.
Yeah.
You know, well, I found out that when I was a pilot, when I was flying, uh-huh. I found out something that as soon as you get out of sight of land, uh-huh. The pistons start swapping holes.
Hey man, you've landed a Cessna on the tail and a few jugs before, but have you seen that thing that's circulating around the internet right now? It's like the guy who lost his entire wing.
Yes.
Oh my God.
No, you talk about.
I will post link to that. Thank you so much, Mr. Rhodes.
The guy was flying. It's a high powered
like
aerobatic airplane,
like
and his
yeah.
wing falls off. I mean, off.
Starboard wing goes.
Was this some
hangar dog? And he lands the plane.
Yep.
He lands the plane perfectly with one. He gets down without crabbing. No. He flew around in a circle and landed the plane with one wing.
He flipped over inverted, and as he's thinking about like what he's going to do.
I'm thinking about dying.
But he goes, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and knife edge down the runway full throttle, you know.
Right.
And then he basically pulls it out, and he flips it around right at the last second, like lands, bounces a little bit. But then, man, he gets out.
And he gets out.
Yep. I mean, see, do that, Stitch.
Yeah.
Actually, Stitch coming to you, he goes, man, that's extremely impressive.
Yeah, no, you don't get much better. You don't get much better pilot than that. I mean, it helped, of course, that he probably had about a 400 horsepower engine on that plane.
Well, if he'd been 152, he'd have been dead.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. 152 on one wing, sorry.
It was, man, you can always fly with enough thrust.
We got any more light notes here? Are we
done?
We're done. All right.
Pretty much done. Well, actually, let me predict. Okay, Jimmy Hillary.
Hillary, right.
What are you going with, Jack?
Ooh.
Anybody but Hillary? Is that still your prediction?
That is not my slogan anymore. I have changed my ways. That was the old Jack.
The old Jack.
That's right. Before I knew it was possible that
somebody could actually be worse than Hillary.
That's right. A total fool could be running this country here. So
and probably will be.
Yeah, I I'm going to stay confident. I'm voting for Palin. Go, baby.
Yeah, well, I've got Bailey Palin out there on my sign. Well,
yeah, the thing that keeps me hopeful is that I realize that all of these polls are being taken by people that are probably biased for Obama.
Yeah.
And like I said, I just looking at, you know, the latest poll there within 2 or 3 points, it's doable. I say get out there and vote for the old guy and the hot chick. And things are going to be better.
Obama had double digits leads in, what was it, Iowa, and lost that in the primaries?
And Obama.
I mean, it can happen. It's a matter of who gets out to vote, you know. The Obama people may stay home. Of course, I'm voting for Barr and the Libertarians, but I think the black guy's going to win.
Think so, huh?
Yep. I take the black guy.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Actually, I do have
I'm three-quarters convinced that's the reason the stock market is tanking, is that the smart people are taking their money out
and putting
it in their mattress.
I voted for Cordos.
That's right.
There you are. Good. Yeah, you found it.
That's our Second Amendment.
I love it. Very
That's
good. Very good. Engineer. I mean, he scores. You know, it's amazing. I want to tell you something. I don't think people appreciate. I don't think people appreciate what goes on over here, because Engineer Eric not only has to listen to the show and come in with some pithy comment from time to time, instantaneously has to filter at the same time with his other brain. Has to filter through what we're saying and say, out of the 2,000 sound effects that we have here, is there something that's going to be appropriate? And so while we're still talking, he has to go through, choose it, and then play it on the soundtrack. I mean, this, you know, nobody can do that. That's I'm just telling you, nobody can do that.
It only takes 2 or 3 brains.
Yeah, it takes it.
I did see a nice billboard up in Sarah Palin's territory. He goes, it's a big billboard. He goes, there's plenty of room for all God's creatures right next to the mashed potatoes. That's the frickin' Anchorage steaks, fish, and wild game place, you know?
I've seen. Let's eat the endangered species. Get rid of them. Goes, they won't be endangered anymore once we get rid of them.
That's
the way I look at it. Dump them.
This other sign next to another bar. Do not drop cigarette ends on the floor as they burn the hands and knees of the customers as they leave.
So are we all...
Here's one for you, Curtis. Was his as a license plate on the back of a Porsche. It was a advertising for a law firm, trial lawyers. The license plate.
So are we all voting for someone different in here? Is that what I heard? Just to confirm?
Actually, no, I am not throwing my vote away. I'm voting for Bob Barr because I'm a true libertarian.
All right, so EE and CC are voting together.
I know who Jimmy's voting for.
Yeah, Jimmy didn't say he was voting for.
Well, he's voting for Hillary. He's right in.
He's right in Hillary? Let me ask you this here. If Obama wins, is the N-word okay to say now?
Yeah, I think, because then at that point...
I mean, he's leader
the
of the free world.
Right, right. It's a compliment at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay, right?
Right, oh yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, you can say that.
Hey, stop it. I gotta roll the intro track. I'm sorry, guys, man.
All right, man. That was a great show.
I tried to bring in a
That was a great show.
A little studio babe, but it's like the problem is she's distracting me from my...
She's doing great. Doing great, as always, the Jimmy Dolan Show is wrapping up another one.
Just give me a small...
Last show of October.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Well, actually, yes. We'll be the next show. We're going to do a post-election wrap-up,
and then it'll be a big surprise for everybody.
Well, actually, by the way, thank you, everybody, because it's I think it's going to be a record month this month.
Nice.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to have a record month.
Keep those emails coming.
Did you check, by the way, to see what our megabytes per...
Yeah. It was actually very high. We had a lot of people...
Might have to pay extra money if our megabytes go over
No. We're still way under that.
Okay, we're good.
But seriously, it's thank you, guys, and please tell your friends... And listen to us on WIRN and Radio 360 Talk. And Brandon, I want to give a shout out to him because he expanded our schedule. We are now on like Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
Awesome.
For at least 2 hours.
Brandon the man.
No, it was really cool. The guys in the shop out of my place were listening to it today. They were laughing their butts off, man. It was awesome, man. I was like going, man, dude, that's you? I didn't even sound like you. I didn't even look like you on the radio. I'm going, hey, man.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
With guest host Jack Rhodes.
The Jack Rhodes Show coming up next. Stay tuned.
That's right.
Hey, it's the Jack Rhodes Show.
It's pure lesbian session with Jack Rhodes. Well, I'll pay you for another hour if you want to hear it. You want to be on the Jack Rhodes Show?
I'm the star.
Well, you got to say it in the mic.
Listen to the Jack Rhodes Show with Jack and Lisa.
Take your panties off and listen to the... No, not you. I'm tired.
Oh, Jimmy. Oh, Jack.
Oh, shit.
No, that's okay, folks. We gotta have to wrap it up here so I can let the doggy out. I don't want to have the doggy do anything.
Jimmy doing his thing.